Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We are excited to be here this morning around these microphones, continuing to share the word of fruitfulness. Jesus is the fruit. We're going to start off in Galatians chapter 6, and we're going to look at verses 7 through 8. And we're going to look in the Amplified Classic Edition, which tells us, do not be deceived and deluded and misled. God will not allow himself to be sneered at, scorned, disdained, or mocked by mere pretensions or professions, or by his precepts being set aside. He inevitably deludes himself who attempts to delude God. For whatever a man sows, that and that only is what he will reap. He who sows to his own flesh, lower nature, sensuality, will from the flesh reap decay and ruin and destruction. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life.
Amen. 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 That is a lot to be unpacked right there, Pastor Diana. A lot right in there. In other words, we can say, in 25, right? This is the 2025, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So in 2025 language, don't kid yourself. Who you trying to fool? Mm-hmm. If you write it, write the same Galatians. You write Galatians chapter 6, and you would write it that way. Don't kid yourself. Mm-hmm. Who you trying to fool? You can pull that one over mm-hmm. God. You can pull it over God.
Yeah. Don't be delusional.
Don't be delusional. All right. Let's talk about it. That's what he said here. Don't be delusional. Don't think you can pull one over God. You're not going to pull one over God. So don't kid yourself. I like that version.
Yeah. He's a defender of himself.
Yeah.
Because God will not allow himself to be sneered at.
Yeah.
So we cannot be deceived or living in a delusion.
Yeah.
Whatever a man sows, surely he will reap. So we must be sowing Christ. The fruit is Christ. And when we sow in the Spirit, when we sow Christ, we reap eternal life.
So look at this now. That whatsoever a man sow, that his pay. Mm-hmm. Whatsoever he does will produce his pay. So you can't be delusional. You didn't sow for that. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you will not reap that. You did not plant orange or grapefruit or tangerine. You didn't plant those fruits. So how are you going to reap those fruit? Then you're just kidding yourself because that's not what you planted. Yes.
So imagine if you go out to your garden and you plant, let's say you plant a watermelon.
Yeah.
And then you see something coming up and you go see it and it's bananas.
Yeah.
You know, it's something else. So bottom line is, no matter what you put in the ground, no matter what you put in, that's what's going to come out.
Yes.
And this happens a lot in our life. Sometimes we eat bad and we eat junk.
Yeah.
And then we wonder why we feel bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so what you put in, it's what you come out. And then when you start to eat good, you start to feel good. So this idea of reaping what you're sowing is along the board. It goes for everything. And God is telling us he will be the branch the vine and we are the branch. And if we go in him, things will start to happen. And we can't tell God what to do. We want to tell him. We say, Lord, I want it this way. But you know what? It's not going to be that way. It's going to be his way.
Oh, man. I like what you, I like the analogy that you give and the example. Sometimes we try to kid ourselves. Mm-hmm. We know what to do. We know we need, okay, let's use one for health right there. Whatsoever a man sow, that shall he also reap. Therefore, you know, you have high blood pressure. So you're diagnosed with that. The doctor tells you to stay away from certain food. Yeah, he tells you. He's going to give you prescription and tell you, you change your diet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stop sowing that kind of diet into your body. I know that. I've been to my doctor. When something go wrong, he'll tell me. Change your what? Your diet. So I can continue on that path and expect low blood pressure. It's not going to happen. That's what God has said. Don't kid yourself in the air. What you sow, what you put in is what come in out.
Okay.
What you put into the ground, Diana, is what's going to come up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're going to reap. And it doesn't matter how you cry, that's what you put in. Go ahead.
And it's for all things. It's for physical things. It's for emotional things. It's for lifestyle achievements and advancement and such. It's in all things.
Yes.
It says whatever a man sows. It doesn't say only what he sows into the ground as a farmer, but whatever a man sows, whatever he puts out in life, that's what's going to be coming back. That's what's going to be reaped. So if we want, the Bible says, if you want friends, then to be friendly,
yes,
right? So if we desire friendships, if we desire community, well, the Bible tells us to sow friendliness.
Yes.
So it's that simple. Whatever we desire, we should be sowing
for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. And he used that word, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. So it's not only, it's encompassed. Yeah, I'm finding a word. It encompasses everything. Everything. So everything in life is sowing and reaping. Okay? Everything in life is sowing and reaping. So whatever we so desire, we should sow it. That means we should do it. If you want kind word to come from another person, then speak kind word. So if you speak hateful word, you're sowing that. What do you expect? You're going to get back hateful word. So we must speak word of kindness if we want that to come back into our life. And even if that person speak word of anger, we don't need to go there because I'm not expecting word of anger. I'm expected word of love. Word of love. So I'm going to sow love. If I keep sowing love, I'll reap love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you keep sowing love, you'll reap it. Whatsoever a man sow, that he shall also what? Reap.
Kind words turn away wrath. That's what the Bible tells us. Kind words. When we sow kind words, it turns away wrath. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, the Bible gives us a list here of the fruits of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love,
yes,
joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. So here it tells us what the fruits of the Spirit are. So we know that the Word of God is the seed, right? And a seed is centered in every fruit. Fruit, a physical fruit, the seed is the center of it.
Yeah.
So when we have Christ in our life, then it produces the fruits of the Spirit. It produces love. It produces joy, produces peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, even when the circumstances may not seem so.
Right.
It still produces. It still works. In Jeremiah chapter 29, the Lord instructed the people. He said, pray for the peace of the city that you're in. Because yes. in your praying for peace in that city, in that land where you are captive, you will then reap peace.
Yes.
So we must sow that which we desire. We have to sow those seeds also in our own mind
yes.
in order to reap them. Because we can't, wonder why we're so disturbed when all the seeds that are going in our mind are disturbing.
Right.
If we want our mind set on things of peace, then we have to sow those seeds into our mind.
Right. So whatsoever a man sow, that shall he also reap. So we have to, that's literal. Mm-hmm. This verse here is very literal and clear. And we're going to stay here all week. And the main topic of teaching for this week is Jesus Christ is the fruit. Is the fruit. We know that for sure. Jesus says, I am the true vine. And my Father is the vine dresser. And you are the branches. So let's get that here. Mm-hmm. Jesus is the fruit. So continue that tremendous teaching and we unpack the truth of it. He says now, you are the branches. Mm-hmm. Every branch in me must produce me. Because apart from me, you cannot produce good. He says, apart from me, you can't do nothing. He says, every branch, that is us, we are the branch. Because he says, you are the what? The branch. And he says, now, since you are the branch, you cannot bear fruit of yourself. Mm-hmm. It has to come from somewhere. So that's why that topic is so powerful. Jesus is the fruit. So what coming out of your life? Is Jesus coming out of your life? Let's ask this question today. What coming from your life? Is Jesus coming from your life? Because once you are anchored in Jesus, he has to come forth from your life. Get it out.
Jesus, as he's praying to the Father in John chapter 17, he says, now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. So Jesus, make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
are
a day
you looking
count.
For a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.